It's like, not like you guys have tons of strikeouts in those moments, but how do you see like a fix for that?
Our guys truly do have a good approach, so it's hard to sit here and say we're chasing too much, or guys don't have a good approach, or it's player to player. But when you sit in those hitters meetings and you talk through it, the conversations are good. Just our ability to execute once we've been out there hasn't been so.
Indicative of what you guys described with where the standings are, that you try to force in those moments?
No, I don't feel that. There's times where you do feel that way, where you feel like you're trying to do too much in the situation, especially in those. But it doesn't feel that way in the dugout, where the guys are just trying to do too much in a bases loaded situation. We just haven't come through. I wish I could tell a story behind it, but the reality is just haven't got the hit.
Miles has won a lot of games around here. He's been to two All-Star games. But what's your level of concern with the last 11 starts, 11 home runs, 6 CRA? How concerning is that for you going forward?
Yeah, I know he's frustrated, and it definitely hasn't gone the way he would have hoped, or we would have hoped. When you start looking at Miles and his two-strike execution, I felt like it got a little better as the game went on, but that's been a difference for him. And then just being over the plate too much once he gets into those pitcher advantage counts, either ball out of hand or just over the plate, one or the other. But his ability to execute with two strikes hasn't been nearly as good as he would like. So
he's talked about this needs to be an off season where he evaluates pitch shape and everything, basically. How much you guys need to lean on him going forward, right?
Yeah, this is a guy that we're going to have to count on. And he's got the attitude for it. He works hard. He's got the mentality for it. And he knows he's at a point where he's got to make some changes in order to keep up. But he's over the plate a lot. You look at his strike percentage today. I mean, he's 90% with the fastball, and he's landing his stuff. But there's a lot of contact and found a lot of holes. Schwarber took a really good swing off of him as well. But when you look at his ability to work on the slider and overall usage, I think there's some room there for this offseason to get after it. Yeah.
Is he setting some game plans? He threw a lot of sliders today. Is he setting game plans to kind of test drive that a little bit?
Yeah, he is. And there's still a difference between the shape of it and the bullpen and what carries out into the game. But as far as trying to set the standard for that pitch for the remaining part of this year going into the offseason is definitely part of his game plan. Yeah.
The spot that you inserted Palante into tonight, is that a function of that was just usage and where you needed him, or were you looking to see something in particular from him, like in a back-to-back, and that's part of the lineup?
No, not so much back-to-back. We've used him a couple times in lower leverage than we have in the past several weeks, and when you look at game planning for tomorrow and who you want to use when you're up, we want to make sure those guys were fresh. Palante was able to go through this lineup with the left-right-left matchup all the way throughout and be on the ground, so just the spot in the lineup and knowing he was efficient in the first inning, just throw him out there for the second. Yeah.